Hello again, folks. This is Dick Simmons. And now from Hollywood, it is my privilege and pleasure to bring you the story of one of the most exciting young women in the world. 20-odd years ago, on February 8th, a queen was born in a modest home in a very small town of Wallace, Idaho. The tiny queen was given an awfully big name, Julia Jean Mildred Frances Turner. And today, 100 million people idolize her as Lana Turner. We often wonder how it feels to be one of the most popular personalities in the world.
I like being Lana Turner, but it isn't all fun. A great deal of hard work and responsibility goes along with it.
Yes, Lana, there certainly is. But tell me, what do you like best about being Lana Turner?
The opportunity to meet people, important, accomplished people, whom I never would have had a chance to see, let alone talk to, if it hadn't been for motion pictures.
By the way, Lana, how many pictures have you been in up to now?
Let me see. 24, I believe.
Of all those exceptional pictures, which do you really like the best?
Almost every actress or actor thinks the last picture's the best. I'm afraid I'm no exception.
Well, Lana, I don't think there's any doubt about the Three Musketeers. I'm sure none of your pictures ever had such a cast. You know, I don't believe any actress has ever appeared with so many great stars. And I'm going to turn back the clock and let our listeners hear some of the outstanding scenes from many of your greatest successes and decide which one they prefer. Scenes with Mickey Rooney, Lionel Barrymore, James Stewart, Robert Young, Clark Gable, Spencer Tracy, Robert Taylor, Van Heflin, and Gene Kelly. You know, personally, I'll never forget the first time I saw Lana Turner. Her puppy love scenes with Mickey Rooney and Love Finds Andy Hardy convinced everyone at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer that here was a coming star.
Hello, Cynthia.
How do you do, Mr. Hardy?
Hey, Cynthia. Wait a minute. Cynthia.
Pardon me, Mr. Hardy. I'm not in the habit of being practically knocked down by casual acquaintances.
Casual acquaintances? What are you mad about?
Well, there are plenty of other boys I could go around with.
Oh, no, you can't go around with anybody else except me.
I don't even have to go to the dance with you.
Oh, yes, you do. You promised.
I wasn't crazy about Beezy, but at least he didn't go out with other girls.
Oh, her? Oh, she's just a little kid visiting next door. Dad told me to be nice to her.
Oh.
It won't happen again. I'll see you every day, every minute. I'll monopolize you.
This afternoon?
Uh-huh. What'll we do?
Well, Beezy could always think of something for us to do.
Well, we could go down to the gym and watch basketball practice.
I don't like basketball.
Oh. I used to like to roller skate.
I don't like to roller skate.
I don't suppose you'd like to play a set of tennis, huh?
I'd love to. Oh, I have the loveliest new sports outfit. Well, you'll be at my house at 2:00.
Yes, even then, Lana Turner's instincts for acting were all good. With the benefit of her experience in the Andy Hardy picture, Lana almost immediately won another important role with Lionel Barrymore and Lou Ayres in Calling Dr. Kildare.
You must be Dr. Gillespie, aren't you?
Miss Lewitt, if I ever have the misfortune of being born again, I won't mind it so much if I'm born a very pretty girl like you.
What did you come here for?
To ask you a lot of questions. It's none of my business. My, what a lovely place.
Did Dr. Kildare know you were coming here?
I haven't seen Dr. Kildare since this morning. I kind of thought I might find him here.
Why, I haven't even spoken to him today.
Is that so?
If you'd read the papers, you would have seen that it took me till noon to get myself bailed out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
You didn't come here to tell me how sorry you were.
I came to get a good look at you.
And, what have you found out?
Oh, a couple of interesting things. Not necessarily against you.
Such as?
Oh, you know just as well as I do.
Oh, but I don't.
Ah, you're too smart a girl not to. Miss Lewitt, Jimmy Kildare is very fond of you. I'm very fond of Jimmy Kildare. So suppose you sit down there and tell me all about yourself and why.
In less than a year after the now famous incident when a Hollywood publisher noticed her sipping a soda in a drugstore and gave her a note to Mervyn LeRoy, the famous Hollywood director, Lana Turner was set for the role which skyrocketed her to fame. She was cast in the title role of Ziegfeld Girl, opposite Jimmy Stewart, which made her the talk of Hollywood.
Well, a gentleman gets up when a lady comes into a room.
Oh, this is a room, all right. I'm too busy to argue the rest of it.
Oh, where do you get off not wanting to see me? A dumb truck driver in the clink on account of bootlegging. And you've got the nerve to make me practically break in to see you.
Yeah, in the old days when you got sore, it used to bother me.
Look, Gil, I'm only trying to help you get out.
Every racket's got its own kind of payoff.
Look, why don't you get smart? You can get out of this. You can get a new trial. You know you can do things in this town if you know the right people.
Yeah, yeah. Only I don't. Do you?
I haven't seen Jeffrey Cullis for months.
Mm-hmm. You hear the guy walked out on you.
Gil, don't you honestly care about me anymore?
Yeah, sure. Only now I can roll a cigarette while I tell you about it.
Yes, after Ziegfeld Girl, MGM had a new star. And only the best parts must be hers. A leading role opposite Robert Taylor and Johnny Eager was her next stepping stone to stardom.
But fools, sister!
Johnny!
Sugar! The gun! Daffy Chumbo, wonder what was eating him. We've got a break. It looks like nobody heard. Come on.
Doc.
He's long past needing a doctor. You've got to get out of here. I'll get your coat. Come on.
We can't leave him like this.
You want to wind up standing trial for murder?
But he's badly hurt. Maybe we can help him.
He's worse than that. He's dying. I've seen enough of him to know. Come on, you've got to get out of here.
I can't, Johnny. I just can't run off and leave a dying man.
It's a fine time to unravel. You're putting yourself right into grease, and you're putting me right back in Stratville.
No. No, I couldn't stand that. I'll go. Take me home, Johnny.
I'll put you in a cab.
And then came the break every actress looks forward to. A chance to play opposite the king himself, Clark Gable. Yes, and Somewhere I'll Find You, a little girl from Wallace, Idaho, indeed became a queen.
Of course we know each other. You bet. I'm sure glad to set eyes on you again.
You know darn well you don't remember me.
What? How could I ever forget you?
You won't. Again. How's Kirk?
Oh, you know Kirk, too, huh?
Sure, I was a cub reporter when he brought your kid brother to the Chronicle office, just before you left for Europe.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. You were that blonde girl.
My hair was red at the time. Is Kirk still running errands for you?
Why?
Because one of the errands was to send Kirk with a note asking me for a date.
Oh, sure, sure. Say, what a night that was. And what a conga you throw.
It was the rumba that year. Anyway, we didn't dance.
No?
No.
Oh, well, how could I with a sprained ankle? Say, but that was a swell $5 dinner I blew you to.
Not even a ham sandwich.
No?
No. We didn't dance, we didn't drink, we didn't eat.
Well, we must have done something. Or were we just mental?
It was all mental. Because you never kept the date.
About this time in the career of Lana Turner, fan clubs mushroomed in cities and towns. Her beautiful face smiled at you from dozens of magazine covers. Many cities other than Wallace, Idaho, claimed her as their own. Yes, Lana Turner was soaring to the heights when she was cast opposite Robert Young in Slightly Dangerous.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, sir. Your order, please.
But doesn't that blindfold handicap your work?
Well, order something to see.
Well, I'm sorry to spoil your fun, but I'll have to ask you to take it all.
And I'll have to ask you to leave that stool if you're not going to order. The management doesn't allow lounging.
Look, number 122, I am the management. I'm the new general manager.
Well, I suppose you're pretty proud of yourself sneaking up and catching me when I wasn't looking.
No,
well, you've got nothing to squawk about anyway. I was doing my job.
I doubt that. No one can do their best work with their eyes closed.
No? Well, what about the basket weavers?
Stop arguing. You're not a basket weaver. You're a soda squirt.
Don't you call me a squirt.
Take that blindfold off. Report to my office immediately.
When MGM purchased the prize-winning novel Green Dolphin Street, no one except Lana Turner was even considered for the dramatic role of the cloistered English girl catapulted into the rugged life of the New Zealand wilds. With Van Heflin, Lana's performance was acclaimed one of the best of the year.
You spoke of trailing after us. You'd be what you've always been, the central figure in the picture.
I thought Marianne Ozan must always be there.
No, I know myself better than I used to.
I'm sure.
I really don't know how she'll manage without you.
I doubt it.
Oh, and don't talk of losing your independence.
A man in love has no independence worth mentioning. Yes, Marianne, I love you. I have for years. And you love me, don't you?
Ty, I love William with every fiber of my being. But I love you, too. For the qualities you have are the ones I've tried to develop in him. Yes, Ty, I love you. But I belong to William.
One best-selling novel after another came Lana Turner's way. The next on her list was Cass Timberlane, co-starred with the one and only Spencer Tracy.
Tim, why can't I be what you want me to be?
Darling, what are you talking about? You are what I want you to... And you were wonderful tonight, everybody.
Oh, said... isn't that, I tell you. I don't care what they say or think. I can't go on like this.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just let down after your performance.
No. I can't pretend anymore. I hate this place. I hate this life. I've tried, but I'm so bored. There's no way out. It's hopeless. I'm hopeless.
Jenny, I wouldn't say that.
But I am. I've tried to fit in. But they don't want me. No, I won't say that. I don't want them.
Again with Clark Gable in Homecoming, the team established new attendance records in thousands of theaters throughout the world.
Malaria. Doesn't that make you laugh? An American soldier dies on the battlefield, killed, but not by the enemy. What's the matter with us anyway? I always thought we were the kindest people in the world, and yet here we are allowing things like this to happen. Oh, I know a lot's being done at home, but it's not enough. It's never enough. I can just imagine what kind of a hole this kid had to live in back home. But weren't there any doctors around who knew what was going on? Why didn't they do something about it? Not enough of them cared, that's why. And that's our whole trouble. We just don't care enough.
You're wrong. The town Monk lived in had plenty of doctors who cared. But I wasn't one of them.
Oh, I forgot. He came from your hometown.
As Lana Turner says, every actress thinks her last picture is the best. And that's what we all think of The Three Musketeers, in which Lana plays the wickedest woman in France, the beautiful but heartless Lady de Winter, with Jean Kelly as the swashbuckling D'Artagnan.
Monsieur D'Artagnan, how handsome you are.
Oh, my lady, beside you, I'm a sparrow.
Charming.
Oh, my lady, I'm overwhelmed. I have no words.
Need has man of action for words.
Tell me you love me.
If only my heart were free.
Huh?
Free of anger. Free of fear.
Fear? Oh, my lady, whom are you afraid of? What do I live for except your command?
What would you do to a man who holds my life in bondage? Who persecutes me, reviles me, soils my honor and boasts of it?
Name him. Speak his name and you sentence him to death.
Count de Wardes.
Who? Oh. Oh, yes. Count de Wardes.
You're afraid of him.
Oh, my lady.
Well, if you love me.
Oh, that's not the question. Do you love me? Oh, my lady, to kill a man. No matter what my reputation, I don't take killing lightly.
Folks, you have just heard outstanding scenes from pictures which have highlighted the career of Lana Turner. Her next Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Technicolor production, The Three Musketeers, with a great cast of stars including Gene Kelly, June Allison, Van Heflin, Angela Lansbury, Frank Morgan, Vincent Price, Keenan Wynn, John Sutton, and Gig Young, was directed by George Sidney and produced by Pandra S. Berman. And Lana, I want to thank you for joining us.
And thank you. The pleasure was all mine.